Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And woo, here's what's on tap for tonight on a Monday. Obviously, as you know, it's Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up an hour from now. We're not going to set that aside for anything. That's fun. We have some great news tonight. I know you think it's all bad news out there, but we have communists eating each other, and that's always a rip-roaring good time. Not such great news about Social Security. We will talk about why you're angry about the trans stuff. There's an angle to the trans stuff people aren't understanding and they're not considering. We'll get to that, and we'll get to that shortly. Looks like we have another dork getting in the GOP race for presidency who has no chance. Let's talk about that. The World Health Organization talks about vaccines for kids. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. There's a chance I might even take phone calls later on in the show. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see how I feel. It's been a week. It's been a week, so maybe we'll mix some in again. But let's deal, first of all, with this. Donald Trump, and let me be clear about the indictment and Trump's legal troubles. So let me shout this from the rooftops for every single person listening out there. Donald Trump, Trump's indictment, legal troubles, they are not going to ever, under any circumstances, dominate every minute of my show. Not that it's not important. It's a critically important thing. But there are hugely important things happening right now going on in the world that are a million times more important than Trump being indicted. Trump being indicted feels like the biggest thing because you're scared and I'm scared and this is a bad sign. And look, I get it if you're mad and down about it. I'm about to go into that in a second. I'm mad and down about it. That is not even close to the biggest thing happening in the world. Did you hear what Kenya's president had to say? I want you to listen to this. I want you to marinate on this for a moment. Just understand there are big things happening in the world with implications for generations of America.
For the people who work numbers, I am giving you free advice that those of you who are holding dollars, you shortly might go into losses. You better do what you must do, because this market is going to be different in a couple of weeks.
For those of you holding dollars, this market's going to be different in a couple weeks. And if you want some more detail on that, I'm going to get into that in detail with Daniel Turner here, and probably we'll see what his schedule looks like. He thought he was okay, but about a half hour from now, Daniel Turner is going to come in and talk to us about the dollar and the petrodollar and BRICS and why things are moving. But let's deal with the big news of the day, because then we're going to move on and talk about the bigger stuff. Let's talk again about the Trump indictment. One, it's horrible. It is. You know it's horrible. I know it's horrible. It's awful. But remember this. It's a revelation of where we are. A revelation of where we already are. We were already here. We were already here as a nation 2 weeks ago, a week ago, before you ever heard about this. All this does is show you exactly where we are. But I want to look at this from a different angle. I want you to look at this. I want me to look at this from the communists' angle. You're mad. I'm mad. It's bad. Okay. We got all that. Set that stuff aside. Let's set the emotion aside for a minute. What this is the culmination of decades of work by the communists within our borders. Decades of work. Do you know what we should be doing right now? We should be looking at the indictment of Trump by Alvin Bragg in New York City, and we should be, in a way, admiring it. And here's what I mean. Here's what I mean. Do you have any idea how long it would take and how much work it would take to get yourself in such positions of power that you can bring public charges against the billionaire former president of the United States of America? And then when Congress calls you about it, like they called Alvin Bragg, to essentially give them the middle finger and hang up the phone on them, because that's what Alvin Bragg did on Congress. You can be mad about that, but do you have any idea how much work that took? Decades of work. Decades of local elections, activism, a DA race here, a sheriff there, a judge here, working your way through the FBI there. You know what it is for the communists? You know what it is? It's the person who wakes up one day and he's the before picture. He's 350 pounds and he doesn't like how he looks and he decides he's going to do something about it. But he doesn't get liposuction. He doesn't get his stomach stapled. He walks out of the house that day and he goes on a half mile walk. And by the time he's done with a half mile, he's sweating and out of breath and it's miserable. And that was how the communists began in this country, because they stand against everything America stands for. So they had to start out like that, slow, and had to start out miserable. And they got smacked down here and smacked down there and losing in this election and losing this school board race. But that fatty kept walking, and soon half a mile turned into 2 miles. Soon it turned into 5 miles. Soon he's doing push-ups. Soon. Oh my gosh. He's doing CrossFit. He's doing martial arts. He's lifting weights. Then the before picture, after years of work, turns into an after picture. He looks like a Greek god now. And we look at that. We look at that after picture. We look at that Greek god. Wow, look at that Adonis. All swollen up and got dimes all over him. Wow, I want that. And you know what we do? You know what we do on the right? We're doing it right now. You know what we do? You know what? I want that. And I want that now. Give that to me now. What do I have to do? Can we have that now? Let's go to New York City and protest, guys. I want to do this now. We got to stop this now. You're not ready. I'm not ready. We haven't put in the work. Everyone wants to be in shape. No one wants to put in the work. Everyone wants to make more money. No one wants to put into work. Everyone wants improvements in their life. They don't want to put in the work. And that's the right when it comes to politics. The communists started local. The communists started with their school boards and city councils and board of supervisors. The communists wormed their way into the university system and the legal system and began seizing the chokeholds of power. Decade after decade after decade after decade, years and years and years of work, of putting in the work, putting in the miles, out there sweating, miserable, breathing hard, and now he finds himself in Greek god shape, and he can look at the billionaire former president of the United States and say, come here for your mugshot. Let me put handcuffs on you. And we look at that and we get mad. You get mad and I get mad and we say, dang it, I want that too. But we haven't been putting in the work. We're still sitting around fat. We're not ready. We're not ready for this yet. If you want to help, if you really want to dig in and begin making changes that will be lasting, that will be generational in this nation, you will stay out of any New York City protest and you'll go find a race you can win and you'll run for office yourself. Or you'll help somebody who is. And here's the worst part. It won't be a sexy race. I'm never going to call you. Jewish producer Chris is never going to call you up. Hey, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. You want to come on, do an interview tonight? I'm never going to call. I'm never going to email. Because it won't be sexy. Nationally, no one will care about it. But it'll be the most important thing in the world.
What's your local school board look like? And you could say, oh, we can't talk. I had someone earlier today say, you're talking about school board and they're getting ready to arrest Trump. Brother, if you don't understand that school boards and arresting Trump, that there's a direct line between the two, then you're really, really, really not ready. You want to go out there and you want to run with the cheetahs when we haven't learned how to crawl yet. I'm not telling you not to be mad. You should be mad. You should lament where we are as a nation. And I'm not telling you to do nothing, sit on your hands. It's hopeless. There's nothing you can do. But I am telling you right now, you want to protest? You're mad about this? You want to protest? Go knock on doors for a candidate. Go knock on doors for Trump. Go register new voters with your MAGA hat on. Donald Trump needs your support now. Go run for school board, city council, board of supervisors, sheriff, DA. Get to a red area and fortify it because your red area probably sucks full of a bunch of low-T GOP losers. We have gigantic things happening. Gigantic, world-changing things happening. But we start local, all right? And do I need to remind you again, on top of everything else, nations are cutting out the dollar. They're cutting the dollar out. Have you called Oxford Gold yet? You know what it means for the dollar if the petrodollar goes away and it's going away? You know that we can only spend like we spend and print like we print because the dollar is the world's reserve currency and the entire planet seems to be coming together right now to remove that. Gold and silver will still be here 10,000 years from now with incredible value. They have always had it. They always will. Get it in your 401k. Get it in your IRA. Get gold and silver delivered to your front door because that's the only financial security you have anymore or I have anymore. You want to know the truth? I had the owner of a bank, a guy I know this weekend, call me. He owns a bank and he called me and asked me where to buy gold. Send him to Oxford, 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's going to be an eventful week this week. That's for daggone sure. Remember, putting in the work. Putting in the work. Alvin Bragg being able to arrest Donald Trump. It's horrible. It's awful. Yeah. Let's get past all that. It's all those things. We know that. You knew this was coming anyway. You listened to the Jesse Kelly Show. I told you a year ago New York is going to arrest him. Let's get past all that.
What it is a culmination of putting in the work. And let me remind you once again, I don't care what any politician or radio guy or TV guy tells you, you keep your butt out of the New York City protest. Antifa, as we speak, they have all their MAGA gear ready to go. They'll be standing right by you out there, ready to instigate and set something off and make you look bad on camera. The mayor himself is out there telling you what's going to happen. He's telling you what's going to happen. By the way, that person you're coordinating with, hey, let's meet down on Madison at 3 o'clock. We'll get him. He's an FBI informant. No, Jesse, he's not. I've known this guy for years. No, what you don't understand is he got busted 2 years ago cheating on his taxes. And since the entire federal government has reoriented itself to go after people on the right, they looked at his Facebook page and saw he was a Republican activist in his Trump hat. And they pulled him into the office and they told him, you can do 5 years in the federal penitentiary or you can become an FBI informant and coordinate things for us and tell us what your buddies are saying. And he made the obvious choice. He chose his family and freedom over you. I know you've known him a long time. You're already texting with an FBI agent or an informant. And you don't even know it. They're freaking telling you that you're walking into the lion's den. Here's the mayor.
Maybe some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow. Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior. As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind. And if one is caught participating in any act of violence, they will be arrested and held accountable, no matter who you are.
But Jesse, they turned the murderers loose.
Yeah. They did the work for years after. Years and years and years and years they put in the work so they could achieve the positions of power, so they could take the positions of power that would allow them to turn violent criminals free and attack their political opponents. You have any idea how many stabbings, suicides, I'm sorry to say it, sexual assaults take place on Rikers Island in New York? You have any idea how dangerous that place is? And do you know when you ride at dawn for Trump and you roll in there with your MAGA hat on and you're being peaceful, when that undercover FBI agent instigates an incident and gets you busted, you know that you're going to become a resident of Rikers Island, right? Hope you're boned up on your hand-to-hand combat skills, because that's what's coming for you. Don't you ever get arrested for a politician or a pundit. If you're mad on Trump's behalf, good, you should be. I am too. You want to do something? Good. I'm glad you want to do something. I do too. Get out there and run for school board or support someone who is. Get out there and do activism the right way. If you would like to be in a position where you can lock up their people, where you can do street protests the way they do, well, then you're going to have to put in the work they put in. They put in years and years and years of work. You want to know really where we are on the right? You want to talk about trying to run before we've even learned how to crawl? I told you before, Daniel Kelly's election coming up any second in Wisconsin. Did you know what the primary results were in that election? You know how many Democrats showed up? 46% of them. This might be the most important election that's going to take place in the next 2 years. This will decide the direction of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which will decide voter ID laws, which will decide probably who the next president of the United States is going to be. And 46% of Democrats showed up. 24% of Republicans showed up. Put your MAGA hat back on, turn around, drive out of the city, and go download the Early Vote Action app and actually take 10 minutes tonight, 15 minutes tonight, and do real, actual activism, real, actual work. And maybe if we've done that for enough decades and we've taken enough positions of power out there, maybe one day we will see the fruits of our labor. Maybe one day we will see the culmination of all those victories, the same way the communists are now. They're out there chucking $14 million at a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. Our guy raised $2 million, and we think we're going to go protest in New York City and do something about it. I am sorry to tell you, as mad as you are, as mad as I am, there's nothing you can do to help Donald Trump now. It's up to his legal team. Bow your head, say a prayer. From that, move on. All right? Now, like I said, we have bigger things happening, like the world moving off of the dollar as the reserve currency, like gas prices about to skyrocket again. If you'd like to know why and what's happening, you know, things that matter and we can, you know, focus on, Daniel Turner is going to join us next and lay it all out. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show reminding you there are gigantic things happening right now on the planet that are, believe it or not, way bigger, way more dangerous, and way more important than this scam Donald Trump indictment going on in New York City right now. And one of those things is most definitely what we're about to talk about with my friend Daniel Turner. Power the Future comes on from time to time to educate us on what's happening in the world. Daniel, okay, first of all, OPEC or OPEC Plus, or I can't tell what it is anymore. Why are they cutting oil production? What does it mean for us? What's happening?
They want prices higher. OPEC countries make the vast majority of their GDP on oil and gas revenue. A place like Saudi Arabia, 90% of their economy is oil and gas. A place like Russia, it's over 70%. In America, it's only 15%, right? This is what a diversified economy looks like. So if you are an oil producing country, which is what the OPEC countries are, you want those prices as high as possible. And the best way to do that is to cut supply. And that is going to drive prices up. So they're going to produce a lot less because, you know, look at the Saudi nations. Look at places like Dubai when they brag about indoor ski resorts. Those things aren't cheap, right? The world's tallest building, the Burj Al, whatever it's called, those things are not cheap. And the only reason how they can afford them is because they are flush with cash. Look at Russia. The only reason why they can invade Ukraine is because they're flush with cash. So they want more money to do the things they do, and that is why they are cutting production.
Okay. Does this tell me how much China is behind this, or if they are at all? I don't want to be some conspiracy theorist because I don't know, but I see China out there making moves. I see Iran and Saudi Arabia breaking bread. China's breaking bread with Russia. It sure seems like a lot of these oil countries seem to be getting awfully chummy lately.
Yeah, well, the thing to keep in mind with China is they are very heavily reliant on coal. They have not bought into this myth that coal is bad. They don't have a domestic oil and gas supply, but they have great relationships with countries like Iran, countries like Russia. So when we said, and the Western nations said, we are going to have a ban on Russian oil, Russia said, fine, we'll just sell more of it now to the Chinese and at a premium. And China loved it. China also knows that the more we go green, the more we buy the failed wind and solar crappy products that they are, crappy EVs, and Jesse, they are all crappy. I don't care how expensive they are. They're terrible pieces of machinery. The more we buy those things, the happier China is because they manufacture 70% of them. They supply the raw materials. 95% of them come from China. So they want us to go green. And the fact that the OPEC plus nations are doing well is great for them, too. They're moving. We are entering the stage of post-America world trade. The whole world has traded on the petrodollar. On the U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency. That's moving away now. We saw the first major trade of natural gas in Chinese yuan. Why? Because France said, you know, I don't want to trade it in dollars. Why am I trading in dollars? Who the hell do these Americans think they are anyway? They just printed 5 trillion of them. So they clearly know the dollar is a piece of crap. So why are we all stuck on the US dollar? You know what's a more stable currency? Maybe the Chinese yuan is more stable. The ruble is more stable right now than the US dollar, thanks to the Joe Biden administration. So
okay, explain that. Sorry to interrupt, Daniel. Again, we're speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Explain that, because that's not the first place I've heard it. You're not the first expert who's told me that the Russian freaking ruble is more stable than the dollar. What did they do? How's that possible?
Well, like I said, Russia, about 70% of their oil and of their GDP comes from oil and gas sales. So they never were taken off the market. We had this virtue signaling, we're going to ban Russian oil and gas. Well, they just sold it to people who are not part of our anti-Russia, pro-Ukraine cabal. And what they did is they sold it at very good and very stable and very high prices. And they are flush with cash, which stabilizes their currency. When you spend less and you make more money, just look at your own bank account. You suddenly have more money in the bank, and it stabilizes your entire economy. The Russian economy is stronger now than before the war in Ukraine began. And it was stronger even before then because of oil and gas prices. There's a reason why Russia never invaded under Donald Trump. And it's not because he's a military tactician, and you're a military, well, you're a Marine, so you know what I'm talking about. It's not because he's a military genius. It's because he didn't have the money. He didn't have the money because we were outproducing the rest of the world on the one thing Putin has, which is oil and gas. But we've given that to him now. So he's hitting us over the head with the bat we gave him, as is China, as is OPEC. We gave this to them. I mean, this was ours, and we gave it to them.
Yeah. Speaking again with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Daniel, I act like I'm stupid, and as we've sat down for multiple dinners together, that won't be hard for you. But the petrodollar and world's reserve currency, most normal people don't know what those words mean. What does that mean?
So when the U.S. got rid of the gold standard, right, what is the value of currency? Why is a dollar worth a dollar? And it used to be worth a dollar, right, because of gold, and we said it was backed by gold. Well, we moved away from the gold standard, and we wanted it backed by something. We wanted it backed by what we now call fiat dollars, but we also wanted it backed on some sort of stable commodity. And the only country in the world back then that was producing oil, the only place in the world, was basically Texas and Pennsylvania, right? This was before the discovery of Alaskan oil, right? Oil was dominating the world. The Industrial Revolution was well underway, and oil was dominating everything. And so when they wanted a stable currency to say, okay, we're two nations no one's ever heard of, and we need to trade, how do I know your currency is good and you know my currency is good? Well, you know what? What if we do it in dollars instead? So you got rid of your crappy Mexican peso, and you got rid of your crappy Italian lira, and you bought dollars. And they traded with each other in dollars because dollars were stable. There are more dollars around the world than there are in the United States because the dollar was the world's reserve currency. Well, the dollar isn't going to be that way forever, you know, and if you the folks on your show right now, and they're smart folks, you know, if they've traveled the world and they see things, everything was written in Greek. You go to Egypt, there's ancient Greek writing. You go to Jerusalem, there's ancient Greek writing. Why was that? Well, the Greeks made a concerted effort to dominate the world's culture. Look at now. Everywhere you go, they speak English. I was in Germany, they spoke English. Well, it's very similar. We've dominated the world stage for almost a century. There's no one alive right now who has not lived in a period of American dominance. It is slowly deteriorating on this administration's watch. China is slowly taking our place, and they're not doing a damn thing about it. And if you don't think the time is coming that your kids are going to learn a little bit of Mandarin to get around in the world, I got bad news for you. It is almost inevitable because of the steps that this administration is taking.
Whew. All right, Daniel, we've only got about a minute left here. What's the best thing you ate in Germany? I'm going to go to Germany at some point in time. I like Germany. It's a cool place. How's the food, though? Be honest. Hit me hard with it.
Oh, you know what, Jesse? I can't say I spent much time there. I literally was on military transports at Ramstein Air Force Base. So I think I was in America when I was in Germany. I never left the base on my way to Iraq and Afghanistan. Sorry, you know, man. What? I don't have a better answer for you.
No, you know what? That's probably the best answer, because I can totally see the best thing to eat in Germany being American food anyway. Gosh,
amen,
the
brother.
Best. Daniel Turner, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jesse.
Chris, I made all of England mad this weekend. I put something on social media about how much I loved England, and I really do, and I love their traditions, and I want to see it, because, you know, I'm a history geek. I want to go see all their cool traditions and history. I just can't get around how bad that food is. I've never once seen an English meal that looked appealing. And man, I'll tell you what, those Brits, they were so upset with me about that. Man, awfully sensitive about the liver pie. All right, quit. Shut up. Let's talk about the let's talk about Social Security and communists eating their own in the middle of Honor Monday. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Are you ready for Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 10 minutes from now? We'll walk out of all the filth out there and we'll just celebrate a hero, baby. I'm excited. I'm excited for the week. I mean, not so much the whole indictment thing, but I'm excited for the week. And sure, the collapse of the dollar and the indictment of the former president, those things seem to be a pretty big deal. You know what I was stewing about today?
And I admit that this is a personality flaw. I'll give you a griddle update later on in the show, but I admit this is a personality update or personality flaw. I don't know if this is an Irish thing or a Kelly thing, but I hold a grudge. I don't think I hold it in unhealthy ways, but I hold a grudge. And here's what I mean. I'm looking at everything that's happening right now when it comes to the dollar and all these other countries joining forces against us and collapsing the dollar. And you know what I can't get out of my mind? I can't get out of my mind Republicans and Democrats coming together in the lame duck Congress. Remember, we'd already had the election in November where the GOP had won back the House. In the Senate, GOP and Democrats came together to pass a $1.7 trillion bill that was nothing but a big handout to every special interest you could possibly imagine. And they did it in a lame duck Congress, which is absurd because they were worried that the upcoming GOP House would stop some of the spending. So while inflation was crushing you and crushing me, and while the world is moving off of the dollar because the dollar is becoming more and more worthless, both parties came together to pass a $1.7 trillion handout to their friends. Gosh, that steams me. I'll never be able to get over it. I'm just so steamed by the whole thing, and no one else talks about it. And I understand why they didn't. There's so many other big stories, and everyone has just kind of moved on. It grades on me. And here's what sucks. I'll be hanging on to this 10 years from now. You'll hear me behind the microphone 10 years from now. I'll still be talking about that bill. It was just such a spit in the face. So disrespectful of you. So, and I don't even know that this is a word, even though I'm a world famous author and you can buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. I don't even know that this is a word I'm about to use, but because I'm an idiot, I use whatever words I want anyway. It was so disregarding of you. Chris, is that a word? I don't think that's how you can use that word, but either way, I'm using it, Chris. It was so disregarding of you. Like you're nothing. Like you're not important at all. You don't matter. Your struggles don't matter. Your dollar doesn't matter. Hey, we're all here together. Let's pass a big bill anyway. Screw those peasants. When the people in power dump on working people, it grades on me so bad. It's why the COVID lockdowns, I still can't get over them. I'll never get over them. You know why? One of the main reasons I'll never get over them is all the people who pushed them were all safe in their jobs and they all collected a paycheck. Republican and Democrat, politicians, radio people, TV people. I'll never forget it. Because I don't have a real job, I can do my job from anywhere. I can do my job from my house if I want to, especially in this internet age. True, Chris has been over there, sets up a microphone for me. It was when I actually got COVID, it wasn't allowed to come in the office. Sets up a mic and stuff for me. I was sitting in my home, boop, broadcasting the show. So because I can do my job from anywhere and all these pundits can, you can write your little articles from anywhere. They couldn't wait to run to the computer or the microphone. Just go home. It's just 2 weeks. It's just a month. And I remember freaking out, saying, what about all the people who work paycheck to paycheck? I work construction for much of my life. I need the hours. I need the hours. I need the double time or my car payment ain't getting made or I'm not paying my rent. And all these people who don't have that situation, they just disregarded those people like they were nothing. Like they were nothing. Oh, just stop driving your forklift. It's just a couple weeks. Okay, well, now he's behind on all of his bills. It'll take him a year to catch up. He was already living paycheck to paycheck. That's so easy for you to say when you don't miss a paycheck. That's the same way I feel about that $1.7 trillion spending bill. It was so disregarding. Again, I don't know if that's a word. It was so disregarding of you. So disrespectful of you. Jesse, we know you're a butt heavy drinker. So now that they're the beer of mentally ill groomers, what's going to be your fallback beer? You seem like you could be a Michelob Ultra type guy. One, that's not very nice. Okay, to say I'm a Michelob Ultra guy, in case you don't know what he's talking about, Bud Light over the weekend came out with this freak, Dylan Mulvaney, who pretends like he's a girl, and he's apparently the new spokesman for Bud Light.
This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
That's real. I didn't make that up. I swear Chris didn't produce that. Well, one thing you should know is that beer you drink, even that, quote, local microbrew, you should probably look it up before you buy it again. Don't pour your beer out. Drink your beer like a daggone man. You're not hurting them by pouring it out. But the next time you go buy beer, go look it up, because Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch people, they own something like 70% of the beer marketplace. So if you're a beer drinker, the chances your beer you drink is Anheuser-Busch, they're very, very, very strong. So if you're going to try to put your money where your morals are that way, well, it's going to be difficult, but you can do it. We just have to do it. And the answer to your question is, yeah, I'm not buying it anymore. Yeah, I've talked about Bud Heavies forever. I'm done. I'm done. And if enough people would do that, we would see corporate America stopping this. We would see them stop. You know how much beer America drinks? Way too much, but a lot. This stuff would stop tomorrow if the right would put its money where its morals are. But you know what? You know what will happen? What is it? Tonight is the NCAA championship, the basketball game. I bet you after the show, I bet I'll get hit up by all my neighborhood buddies to come watch the game with them, or whatever's left of the game. And I bet I'll show up there at a house full of Republicans who want what you want and want what I want and believe what we believe. And they look at Dylan Mulvaney and they say, who is this freak wearing a woman's dress? And I bet you money half those guys there will be drinking Bud products. I bet you they will. We're not strong enough or smart enough to make educated decisions about where we put our money. And that's why corporate America feels totally free to do stuff like this. There is another part of the trans stuff that we need to talk about, and I'm going to do that after Medal of Honor Monday, but obviously Medal of Honor Monday is going to take precedence over anything else. Now, on top of all the other issues we are having now at the moment, it would probably suck to have some extra bills, right? Probably suck to have two or three extra mortgages. You know that if someone steals your home title and it's online, it's very easy to steal. You know that you're going to have to pay those loans back or you'll be evicted from your home. Oh, Jesse, but it wasn't me. Okay. Go sink $50,000 into a lawyer, because that's what it's going to cost to take them to court and convince everybody it's not you. You got $50,000? You want to be evicted? You could be a victim right now and you wouldn't even know it. Go, this part's free. Go register your address and see if your home is still in your name. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse is how you check and see if it's still in your name. While you're there, sign up, because what they'll do is they'll detect any tampering from here on out and they'll shut it down or make you whole if the worst happens. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Go get your home address in there and at least check. At least do that part. Check. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Medal of Honor Monday, next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.